Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new book, Kitab Salati ala Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we say new book, as explained before, normally in hadith kitabs, you'll get something known as a kitab. A kitab is a broader category. One is a chapter and one is a kitab. Kitab is a broader category that normally would have various chapters in it. Sometimes it has only one chapter, like the previous kitab that we did. It had only one chapter, the chapter or the virtue of dhikr of Allah, of the virtue of praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the virtue of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it just had one chapter. So here also now we start a new kitab, a new book. Normally a book has various chapters under it. So therefore it's referred to as the book of salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kitabu salati ala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very beautiful chapter we start, Babu Fadli Salati ala Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The chapter on the virtue of sending salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala Allahu ta'ala, Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. In Surah Ahzab, Allah ta'ala says that Allah and His angels send special mercy upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O believers, send mercy to him and salute him with the salutations of peace. It's mentioned in Surah Ahzab. So here the ayat of the Quran Sharif is telling us two things. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and send salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one is salam. Salam we all know. But what is salawat? We'll come to that just now. So, at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when this ayat was revealed, they knew what it was to make salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They knew, and even in At-Tahiyyat, one of the parts of At-Tahiyyat is, As-salamu alayka ayyuhal nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So this is salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they knew that. But what they didn't know, what is salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So Sahaba came and they queried from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is this salawat upon you? So then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained and showed them what is salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We're translating it as salutation. So in Arabic this term salat has several meanings. One is mercy, the other it means dua, the other it means praise. So that when the salat is attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it refers to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in other words, when Allah Ta'ala, you say Allah Ta'ala is making salat, Allah Ta'ala is causing mercy to descend. And when it is attributed to the believers, it refers to praise. So the believers are saying salat, they are praising Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when it is attributed to the angels, then it means dua. When the angels are saying salat or salawat, they are actually making dua. So when it is attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it refers to mercy. When it's attributed to the angels, it means dua. And when it attributes to people, then it refers to praise. In other words, believers, then it refers to praise. According to some ulama, sending salat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase his mercy upon him and to increase the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama take out one point from here, showing us the greatness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That you'll find Allah Ta'ala had honored and Allah Ta'ala had shown great respect to many, many Anbiya alayhi salam in different ways. One example, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala commanded the angels to make sajda to him out of honor of Adam alayhi salam. But ulama explained when it came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah Ta'ala showed an action that he himself is doing. That Allah and his malaika. So here it says, Ya inna Allah wa malaikatahu. Allah and His malaika are sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah is not telling anybody else to honor. Allah Himself is honoring and sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So here it shows the height of honor that Allah Ta'ala has given Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another thing ulama explained is that this salawat that we send, the durood that we send on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's actually Allah is giving us an opportunity to honor us. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam really doesn't need our durood. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't need our salawat. Allah Ta'ala is actually honoring us by allowing us to send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah is honoring us by giving us an opportunity to send salam and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah Ta'ala is giving us a great chance so that we can increase our rewards also by praising and sending salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the first hadith, an Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiyallahu anhu, annahu sami'a Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam yaqul, man salla alayya salatan sallallahu alayhi bihi ashara, rawahu Muslim. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiyallahu anhu narrates that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, one who sends one salutation upon me, in other words, he sends one durood upon me, Allah Ta'ala sends 10 mercies upon him on account of it. In other words, you send one time durood, you made one time dua for my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah Ta'ala sends down 10 mercies upon this person. So this person gets, his reward gets multiplied 10 times for that one action because of the greatness of sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In one hadith it's mentioned 10, in another hadith it is mentioned 70 times. So ulama, Allah Ta'ala reward them to make it easy for us and for us to understand how come there's a difference. One is saying 10 times and one is saying 70 times reward a person will get for sending salawat. So the explanation that they give is Allah Ta'ala first rewarded the ummah by 10 and then he increased it to 70 due to Allah Ta'ala's kindness. Second explanation that is given is the exact reward depends on the occasion and the sincerity of the person who recites it. The more sincerity we recite durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the more Allah Ta'ala is rewarding us. And the third explanation that comes is that the reward applies on the day of Jumu'ah because some narrations state that the actions done on the Jumu'ah are multiplied 70 times. This is not a small thing, this is a very great thing that we are getting an opportunity to send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's one narration, Abu Talha radiallahu anhu narrates that one morning Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to us in a very pleasant and cheerful mood, and the happiness emanating from his blessed face was clearly apparent. Some people inquired, "O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you seem very pleased today. Happiness is visible upon your face." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "Yes, indeed, a messenger came to me from my Allah Ta'ala." When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "A messenger came to me," it means that Jibreel alayhi salam had come to him. That is the messenger. So he says, "A messenger came to me from my Allah Ta'ala, conveying the following message. Whoever from amongst your ummah will recite salat upon you once, whoever sends durood upon you once, Allah will record for him 10 righteous deeds. Allah will wipe out and pardon 10 faults of his. And Allah Ta'ala will raise his rank in the year after by 10 stages. And Allah Ta'ala will reply to him in a like manner." This hadith is mentioned in Ahmad, Musnad Ahmad and Nasa'i. So here this shows us happiness that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had and the conveying of the rewards that we will get to send the root upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Indeed, it is a great sign of love that if a person claims to love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at least take out some time to send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and send what is easy on the tongue. If it's easy on the tongue, then the person will keep reciting salawat. But as a bare minimum, we should try and do at least 100 times every day durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And one of the easiest one is sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ulama explained that we must think about the favors of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam upon us, and we must think that there's so little that we can do, so little that we can do, or we are doing, we're only sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whereas we should also be doing much, much more. So sometimes when we're driving also, we can make durood sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why keep the radio on and listen to the news and waste our time with all other things? Rather, we do things that will bring the rahmat and the mercy and the barakat upon us from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.